Over the next few weeks, we'll have some cold weather. If you're not playing in the snow and cold, there are some gardening things to do. Folks in the high country know this is the time to research for spring. Go on the web and find new or different plants for your landscape. Check out local garden center websites for their new offerings. Look at regional universities or organizations like Plant Select for their new suggestions. On cold, snowy days, check out seed catalogs. Some companies keep their seed listings on the web. Some send out colorful, informative catalogs. I like reading about the culture and growing of flowers and veggies. A cold evening can be a learning experience. In the mountains, gardening has moved inside. This is a good time to start an herb garden. Many savory herbs like sage, rosemary, and thyme grow in a sunny window. They can be used fresh in winter cooking. In the spring, plant them into the garden. Cultivate other houseplants. Transplant plants that have outgrown their pots now that the days are getting longer. With more sun, they'll grow new roots and shoots. Pick a new pot that is an inch or two wider than the old container. Don't jump to a much bigger pot, or the plant will take a long time to root in. Buy some new houseplants. Garden centers are having winter sales. Pick healthy plants with healthy colored leaves. Check them over to be sure they don't have bugs hiding to come into your home. Ask your local experts how to care for the plants. Create an indoor landscape with your new houseplants. Over the next few weeks, we'll have some warm weather, too. Get outside on a sunny day for some vitamin D. One sunny day can chase away a week of clouds. Wander around the garden to plan for the spring. Warm days are great for dormant season pruning. Thin out shrubs so more light and air gets into the plant. Don't thin or prune spring flowering shrubs like lilacs. You'll only cut off the flower buds. Prune them after they bloom. Prune trees to improve their structure. Cut branches growing in towards the center of the plant. Prune off broken or dead branches. I'm still finding broken branches from the heavy snows from over a year ago. There's always something fun to do in the garden. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.